The Church Media Podcast, episode number 91, 10 Powerhouse Pro Presenter Hacks with Paul Allen Clifford, part 3. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media productions in your church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world. Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
Show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now. At 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hello, guys. Hope you're having a great week. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast. Thank you for listening. Our goal is to help you create dynamic experiences and build a solid, thriving media production team filled with stellar volunteers. We do that by giving you some solid media production training and talking with the best minds in church world. On this week's show, I welcome back Paul Allen Clifford for a third round. Paul owns and operates Trinity Digital Media. He has tons of videos, courses, and training resources available at trinitydigitalmedia.com. Be sure to check that out today. This week, Paul and I wrap our list of 10 powerhouse pro presenter hacks. If you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you'll know that these are not necessarily tricks you've heard before. We give you some things that you might not be thinking about, but we hope will help you execute your Sunday experience more efficiently. Part 3 of my interview with Paul Allen Clifford is next, but first, this week's Church Media Resource of the Week.
And now, your Church Media Resource of the Week.
Software, websites, gadgets, and tools that will resource your creativity and your ministry.
Hi, this is Paul Allen Clifford from TrinityDigitalMedia.com. You want to learn ProPresenter hacks, tips, and tricks? Join my ProPresenter Hacks mini course. It's located at tdm.fyi/pro6hacksmini. That's P-R-O, the number 6, H-A-C-K-S-M-I-N-I.
For more free resources for your team, visit 1230media.com/training. This is an exclusive interview from 1230 Media and Carl Barnhill. Get shareable content and free resources for your team at 1230media.com/podcast. Here's Carl now.
All right, so I'm going to move on to our number 8 here, and that is not really a software tip per se, but a more of just a suggestion and encouragement, and that is to collaborate with your worship team. Now, I know this sounds super simple and a little silly maybe, but I think it's key to an effective service, and here I'm going to give you a few tricks here. And Paul, feel free to jump in if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here are some ideas for collaboration between your worship team and your production team as far as the pro-presenter and lyrics and worship goes. Okay, so have your band record rehearsal and record the songs the exact way they're going to perform them live during the week, especially if they do like a Monday night rehearsal, Wednesday night rehearsal, that sort of thing. Record it and then put it on Planning Center. And this playback can help all of your production teams prepare to execute the songs exactly how they're going to go. So your lighting team, your audio team, your video team, pro presenter, everybody can be on the same page in what the sound is going to, or what the song is going to look like, sound like, be like. So that's one trick. All right, second trick here is meet with your worship leader during the week to go over the flow of the service. If you're a staff member, meet with your worship leader. Have a quick 15-20 minute meeting where you walk through, okay, what's your transition from this song to this song? In this song, do you have any special thing that you want to highlight? Is your team doing a guitar solo or anything like that where we want to highlight that on camera? Walk that through during the week. And then also, third tip here is have your worship leader meet with your pro presenter operator, whether that's when you first get there on Sunday morning or whenever, have your worship leader walk back and meet, hang out, be with your ProPresenter operator and have a relationship build there. Like, hey, I'm going to go a little faster in this section, so we may want to go a little faster here. Or I'm gonna turn another course here. Or let's put a blank here because I'm going to pause and say something. That sort of thing. I know this sounds silly that teams don't interact that much with each other, but I've seen a lot of frustration between those two teams where if they were to just talk to each other and say, you know, hey, this is what I'm planning to do, that would solve a lot of heartache. Do you have any thoughts here, Paul?
Yeah, I agree 100%. This is something that I actually ran into yesterday at my church, that I was running ProPresenter, but someone else got the word on what lyrics and what verses and choruses weren't going to be done and which ones were, and they tried to communicate with me, but third-hand information isn't as accurate as first-hand, so it's one of those things where this will only help. And if you assume the best of your worship team, that they're not trying to mess you over, they're not trying to be mean to you, they're trying to be clear, then that's fine. Also, you know, it's helpful to know, because a lot of times you hear, well, I was just following the Spirit. If you know that there's a stronger chance that things are going to be different in one song than the other, that's helpful. It's also, sometimes people will blame them for getting lyrics on the Spirit, which I don't think you should do, but I've seen it happen where they go, no, I was totally following the Spirit. Really? You followed the Spirit into heresy where you claimed that Mary was God? Is that, because that's why you sung. So it happens. And it doesn't really matter whether someone forgets lyrics or whether the Spirit is actually telling them to go a different way, because the effect is the same for the ProPresenter operator. They're expecting to go on to the next song, and we're not going on to the next song. We're singing another chorus. And so communication is key here. Your ProPresenter operator is probably not a mind reader, so talking is better than not talking. I say a lot. Better to say it and not need to than need to and not say it. Good. I think those are words to live by.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it's interesting that people sometimes blame the Holy Spirit. And my adage is the same Holy Spirit can be involved in your planning process as he is on Sunday morning. Now, that being said, of course, sometimes on Sunday mornings, the Holy Spirit takes a moment and leads either a worship leader in one direction or the other. But I would joke with the worship leader if I put a wrong lyric on, and I would use the same phrase as them. Well, I was just being led by the Spirit. How can you be led by the Spirit on stage and I can't be here? It's a joke. But, hey, I was just being led by the Spirit back here. I mean, you say that, don't you? No, but if we work together, we can solve some of that. So that's real good. Okay, let's move on to number 9.
Okay, number 9 is the notifications on your computer, especially on a Mac. By default, it's said that when you're using the new messaging features in ProPresenter, it just pops up, says, hey, you got a message, and then it disappears. And most of the time, that's fine. You can get a message saying, hey, child number 1234 is having a problem. You click on it, it shows up on the screen. But what if it's during Brother Smith's prayer, and he's a really long-winded prayer, and he has just said, Dear Lord, and that notification pops up, and you want to show it, but you know you've got like 3 minutes before anyone's eyes are opening at the very least. It's not really necessary to put it up there, especially because people will notice when something changes. So You can change the notification settings so that you actually have to click on the notification to either dismiss it, because turns out it wasn't child 1234, it was child 2345. They just fat-fingered it. Or it could be that you need to show it at a later time in the service when people will actually see it, as opposed to during the long prayer. So that's one thing that I would change immediately for ProPresenter 6's sake.
That's good. Okay, round us out. What's number 10?
Okay, this is one that I love. I discovered it kind of by accident. When I was doing stuff for a satellite campus, bringing us back to an earlier discussion, for some reason, our satellite campus lighting person wouldn't always follow the same color scheme as the original campus. And so we might have like oranges in the original campus and then blues at the satellite campus. And so when the music team would play a song that had a lyric video with an abstract motion background behind it, I would usually know ahead of time what color that was going to be, but it didn't match. So I would have to re-edit the entire thing, and that's, again, time. You know, I didn't need to spend another half an hour editing this when most of that was exporting anyway. So I just thought, I wonder if there's a way to have transparency. And so I got the original file, which was a ProRes 4444 with Alpha Channel, which is a larger file, but it included transparency. So that's what we started using, is these lyric videos with a transparent background, and then I could change at any moment the background. But we also use this particular trick for moving lower thirds. So if the worship pastor stands up, we have a lower third with their name and title underneath the, you know, Josh worship pastor, and that comes in and everything like that. We do IMAG, live video on the screen, using the ProPresenter Alpha Key module. That will also send out the Alpha channel to the video switcher. So that provides a pretty cool effect to have the control over transparency. And with the Alpha channel type of keying, you can have gradients, not just all black goes away or all chroma key green goes away. You can have a subtle shadow. So that's another really cool thing to do with this thing, and that's using ProRes 444 video files instead of just your H.264 video files that you'd normally want to use.
Okay, so we'll take all these 10 hacks or tips and put them together in a one sheet and put them on the show notes page for this episode. But Paul, thanks so much for sharing these things, man. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I as you might guess, I really love talking about ProPresenter because I'm just a huge fan.
Yeah.
And so it's always fun to do that.
Well, before we wrap today, let's talk about one more thing, and that is the hardware for ProPresenter for a few minutes. You just launched a course on this. Tell me some of the things that you cover in that course.
Yeah, so this was a result of talking over and over again to churches. I know that Macintosh computers can feel like they're really expensive when you open the Sunday paper and Best Buy has the $300 computer of the week. And I'm asking you to spend at least twice that, maybe a lot more, on a Macintosh. So I kept hearing, hey, we found this computer. Will it work for ProPresenter? And when the when they were asking before they bought it, we could say, okay, yes, it will. No, it won't. Or it will once you spend a couple $100s on an SSD or additional RAM or a better graphics card in the case of a Mac Pro, you know, things like that. So that's basically what this course is about, is choosing the appropriate hardware for what you want to do. Another mistake I hear all the time is I hear people say, okay, we need a stage display. So which triple head to go should we buy? And the answer is none. The triple head to go is great for the edge blending module. It's great for the multi-screen module, but it doesn't work at all for the stage display. So you don't need to buy that. And that's good news because it's a several $100 piece of equipment. And what you do need to buy is about 30. So most churches are really happy to hear that. So those are just some of the things that we talk about. Basically, the hardware for each of the modules, plus the stage display, some of the options there, where to look to get the best deals on a computer, the different types of computers. Does your church need a laptop, a desktop, an all-in-one like an iMac for your particular situation? Should you buy it new? Should you buy it used? When should you wait a little longer to see if there's a new version of the computer coming that might either drop the price of the one that you're looking at or might replace it at the same price and you get a lot more power? So those are all different things that we're covering in this course.
What about, you talk about age group ministries, right? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we, in our first hack, we talked a little bit about creating games. And when I, this actually came out of a question that someone had. I was talking about the bulleted list reveal, which we didn't cover in the hacks. And someone else said, hey, can we do a bulleted list reveal with two columns? So I came up with a way to do that, even though it's not normally something you would do in ProPresenter, and it's not something that Renewed Vision really created a way in the bulleted list reveal to do. Then someone else asked, okay, what we want to do is we want to do this in a random order. So the game is you put a ping pong ball into the bucket, and when you do, part of a Bible verse shows up. How do we do that? And that got me thinking about creating different games that you could do, either Family Feud or part of a Bible verse reveal, things like that, in nonlinear order. And then I thought, you know, there's a lot of other stuff that might be helpful to age group ministries. So things that are helpful for teens, things that are helpful for kids ministries. My wife is in charge of large group teaching for our preschoolers. So they bring in preschoolers into this decently sized room and do teaching with them on in a week. And that's different than teaching from the stage in the big room. You know, it's just a totally different animal. So I was thinking of, you know, the things that might help the age group ministries that wouldn't necessarily be all that helpful to the just the adult services. So that's something that will be coming up very soon, is the ProPresenter 6 for Age Group Ministries course.
What about you've done a live streaming book as well, and you talked about installation and troubleshooting. Talk to me about that, and what did you talk about in the course as far as those two things?
Yeah, so since I'm the administrator of the ProPresenter Users Group, every Sunday, starting about between 4 and 6 a.m. Eastern, there will be a frantic person going, uh-oh, this is broken. Sometimes it's something out of their control. But sometimes it's something really easy to fix that it sounds like a crazy thing, but you go into the clock and you make sure that the clock settings in your system preferences are set up correctly, and all of a sudden Planning Center works where it didn't before. So it's kind of those kinds of things. So for the installation and troubleshooting, I was thinking, how could I tailor something specifically to people that are running into problems with ProPresenter and some of the known fixes for it and workarounds, even if you can't get a fix to work, and how to just install ProPresenter right the first time so that you don't have problems later. So that's also an upcoming course. And finally, live streaming is something that we're seeing more and more of. I was actually listening to a business podcast just the other day, and they're talking about live streaming like this is this new thing that no one has ever thought of before, which is kind of crazy because people have been live streaming for years. Well, Church Mag Press, which you may or may not know about, they're the publishing arm of churchm.ag, the blog, that which spells Church Mag. They just put the dot after the M and before the AG. They are publishing a book that I've written, and I'm putting the finishing touches on, called Live Streaming Church. So what we haven't mentioned is every month I also write a column for Church Production Magazine that goes out via their newsletter and is also on their website, and occasionally for the print version as well, where we talk all about live streaming. And some of it's hardware, but the great thing about church tech is it's a conjunction of hardware and artistry. Without a camera, you can't really shoot video. I mean, you can create video on a computer, but you can't shoot it. So you need the hardware. But once you have the hardware, if you don't know the basic artistic principles behind it, you might put someone's head smack dab in the middle of the frame and waste all the headroom above them. This is something that I see over and over again. And it's really very simple to know the rule of thirds and when to apply it, for example. So that's what the book is all about. It's about the hardware you need, the philosophies behind it, when you should live stream, when you shouldn't, other things like what happens if you have a missionary coming into your church from a closed country. And so the missionary wants to tell stories about the conversion of, say, this one person who is currently under threat of death from his own family if it were to get out. So they want to not live stream that on the off chance that someone who knows them would see it online. So what do you do with that situation while taking care of your online congregation? So those are just some of the topics that we're covering in this book, and I expect that to be out at the beginning to middle of April of 2017. It might slip a little towards the end of April, early May, but it's pretty close. And it'll also include stuff about YouTube live streaming and Facebook live streaming and even Instagram and Snapchat live streaming. So a lot of stuff that you can think about when you're doing live streaming for your church.
Awesome. Well, dude, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate the discussion and your time.
Well, I just love that I get to do this. I feel kind of sorry for people that have other ministries in the church, and maybe that's to be expected, that when it's something that God has called you to do, it just excites you. Like the fact that I get to do this, we're recording this on a Monday, and I like going to work on Mondays. So it's just like I was made for this. I was uniquely crafted by God to do this. And I'm sure that you feel the same way, Carl, that, you know, I could have been born in the third century where this stuff hadn't been invented. And for some reason, I got to be born now when we're in a time of such technological change where we can use these tools. And that's all that they are. They're just tools. We can use these tools to do what the Apostle Paul couldn't. The most he could do was write letters and send copies to various churches. We can live stream between churches. We can talk to people halfway around the world. I can talk to someone in Australia from my house in Kentucky. You know, some people think that we don't even wear shoes here. Okay, I'm not currently wearing shoes, but still, that's just amazing to me that we live in such a time where God has allowed us to find out how to create these tools, use them, and use them to change lives and eternities. And that's why I end all my shows telling people to go out and change eternity.
Yeah. Well, man, how can we keep up with you? What are your socials and your website? How can people watch and listen to your shows?
So the name of my ministry is the same as the name of my website. It's TrinityDigitalMedia.com. And I first registered that domain probably 12 years ago. No, it was longer. It was probably 14 years ago. It was after my older daughter, whose name is Trinity, was born. So TrinityDigitalMedia.com, and that's where you can find everything I do. I'm on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff. That's PaulAlanCliff. 12 letters, and you can find me there. And if you want to go to YouTube to access any of my videos there, you can do that, youtube.com/C/PaulClifford. And finally, if you just want to learn about ProPresenter, learnpropresenterfast.com will take you there. I got special permission from Brad Weston to use ProPresenter in the name of that site, but it takes you to basically a list of all my ProPresenter courses. And you can pick and choose or even get all of them. So whatever is most helpful to your church, I think you'll find it there, along with the two courses that are coming out later on this year, ProPresenter for Age Group Ministries and the ProPresenter Troubleshooting and Installation course. And the one that I just released, the ProPresenter hardware course.
Excellent. Well, man, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you, buddy.
I'm glad to do it.
This has been an all-access interview from 1230 Media and Carl Barnhill. Get exclusive content for your team online now at 1230media.com.
I remember one day I woke up and everybody had gone. I was abandoned, a child without parent. I became a beggar. I became a street boy. I walked to the city of Nairobi to get a new life. I was so happy. I have a family. I have a car. I had a dream. I want to do business.
Formed Muliways Agencies Limited. And then my dad had a monopoly in oil and gas.
It was my time. I was really tormented by these boys in the street. I saw faces of me, and I could not work anymore. I cried, why is it that God wants me to take me back again? I will never, ever work for money again.
That's called total madness. That's what it is.
Daz says that he needed to sell everything and start helping the poor in the society, the children who are abandoned.
How do you let go of what you hold dearly? And how do you decide when to share your love? Kenya was burning. We can't let this happen. We have to do something.
The children did not have food. If we don't step in, children are going to die. We had 3 children, 4 children, and the number kept on growing.
He said, welcome, this is your family now. These are all your brothers and sisters.
That is a miracle.
We are one family. We are one Kenya. When I remember that, I see the impossible becoming possible.
Mully, coming soon to theaters.
Show notes for this episode are at 1230media.com/091, as in episode number 91. And if you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you'll know that we're giving away a free PDF of me and Paul's list of 10 hacks for ProPresenter on that show notes page for this episode. So be sure to venture over there and print that out, put it in your control room, maybe by your ProPresenter machine, so that your operators can see that, have that list handy. That's at 1230media.com/091 to pick that up today.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, I'll be sharing with you my strategy for teaching your team your processes and systems. We spend a lot of time talking about some systems to put in place with your team. Next week, I'll talk to you about how to get all that information out to your team in a way that is easily multiplied so that you can accomplish more in your production ministry. Don't miss that next week. Check out the master, David Michael Hyde. He's our podcast producer. His website is davidmichaelhyde.com. That's where you're going to find him. Thank you for listening this week. Go out there and create some incredible experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
For show notes, transcripts, and more free Church Media resources for your team, visit 1230media.com. We'll catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.